Scrap, you wanna play Madeline in 9? All my life I've been slow and senseless, and I struck diamonds as dumb as all. But I can give you the constellations laid down here and we'll count them all. Madeline, risk my back to impress you now. I'm so joyful that I have found you. All's in need you to see me now. Slain by the words I like, my world is bursting sappy music. When the face so sad, I long to make you mine. Stay to the inside. First city I ever got sung along to at the downstairs of the Middle East. And it was during True Dreams of Wichita. We'll play that later. But during True Dreams of Wichita, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with the sound in here? Jesus! That sounds so weird.
Yeah. We love you.
Can we get a question? Hey, how did it work out with the credit card? Is that all right? Is that working, you guys reckon? 150, my friends. Just 150. There's $100 up there.
It's already closed.
We had another
closed.
They were
both done.
What?
200 total. There was 100 the first time, and then your 100, so there was a $200 tab.
Okay, and
it's all gone.
And then there's $50 for tip.
Okay.
Yeah, $50 tip. Absolutely. I'm a tipper.
Hi, Mike. I'm an English teacher, and I need to know your favorite poet and favorite author/book. Thanks.
My dude, the guy that I've been slavishly imitating my entire life is Alan Dugan, and I can't believe I've never gotten busted for that. Seriously, it's like, what, do you read books, people? Anyway, like critics and stuff, I can't believe it. But there's this guy, Jack Gilbert, that I'm fucking crazy about. And then there's this German poet named Paul Celan, who I'm also insanely crazy about. And what have I been reading? I think my favorite book of all time is The Grapes of Wrath. Big fan of The Grapes of Wrath. Big fan of Haruki Murakami. Fuck you. I guess she doesn't really count as an author. Well, she's written some novels. Joan Didion.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
She is cold chilling on the written word. I can't believe I just fucking said that.